From Quality Radio Productions, it's the Upstate Radio Theater, an hour of sounds from radio's golden age. I'm Jake Longwell. Opening the hour with an episode of the Seal Test Variety Theater, with Dorothy L'Amour as Mistress of Ceremonies. This episode will feature special guests Tony Martin and Harold Perry, better known at this time as the Great Gildersleeve. This NBC broadcast is from November 18th, 1948.
The Seal Test Milk, Cheese, and Ice Cream Divisions of National Dairy present Seal Test Variety Theater with Henry Russell and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, and two of Hollywood's outstanding favorites, Tony Martin and the Great Gildersleeve. And here's the lovely star of our show, your hostess for the next half hour, Dorothy L'Amour.
Thank you and welcome to Seal Test Variety Theater. I'm sure that you'll all get as much of a kick out of meeting our two great guest stars as I get out of introducing them to you. Here they are, Hal Perry, better known as the Great Gildersleeve, and Tony Martin.
Thank you, Dottie. I'm getting a kick out of being here myself.
Yes, indeed. It's a real pleasure to be here, Dottie. And that certainly is a stunning-looking dress you have on.
You think so? Well, to be perfectly honest, it's just a little number I threw together.
Well, when you threw it, you certainly put plenty of curves in it. But standing next to two such fine singers reminds me that I almost became a singer in the musical world myself.
Oh, I didn't know that, Gildy.
Oh, yes. My mother wanted me to be a famous musician. My father wanted me to be a famous doctor, so I compromised.
What did you do?
Well, Tony, I stood outside of a drugstore and whistled at the girls.
Tony, speaking of music, I understand you have a wonderful musical background.
Well?
Perhaps you can help me out then. I was wondering whether you happen to know the second bar on the eighth page of the fourth movement of the Ninth Symphony, Opus 36.
Opus 36? Know it? I can't even add it.
I can't even say it.
Tony Martin and Hal Gildersleeve Perry, you'd better stand by because you're going to be responsible for songs, comedy, and lots of stuff in just a moment.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
Only 7 days to get ready for Thanksgiving. And here's the perfect dessert for that big feast. Spicy pumpkin pie with lots of thick whipped cream. Seal Test cream, that is. The rich, heavy cream that whips like a dream with just a few turns of the beater. Seal Test whipping cream is extra thick and smooth, with a sweet, country fresh flavor that makes pie and other desserts taste twice as good. Like all Seal Test products, it's tops in taste, quality, and purity. So for extra goodness, serve that wonderful Seal Test whipping cream. Always
get the best, get Seal Test.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're thinking of taking a walk down a quiet country lane, you're liable to have lots of company. Plus, chances are you'll bump into 24 bumpkins and a contractor from Henry Russell's orchestra. And our own country gal with straw in her hair singing country style.
When it comes to fancy dancing, or to music with a smile, or to nice romancing, make mine country style. When it comes to arms that hold you, eyes that shine about a mile, like I just now told you, make mine country style. Hear that fiddle, I could listen.
All right.
Hear that guitar,
ain't that something?
Darn right. Dance and share a loving cup with different partners for a while. But for hitching up with, make mine country style. Yes, sir, country style.
I love the music and the way that the country boys play. It's all worthwhile when it's country style.
Dance and share a loving cup with different parts. partners for a while, but for hitching up with, make mine country style.
Yes, sir, country style.
Yes, sir, country style.
And here's the man you've all been waiting for. Wasn't easy tracking him down in the middle of the Casbah, but we found him. And we're mighty pleased to introduce that great singing star of screen and radio, Tony Martin. Tony, we hope you're going to sing for us, but is there anything you'd like to do first in our variety theater?
No, Dottie. I haven't thought of anything in particular. That is, unless... Oh, that's very silly. You wouldn't want to hear the story of my life, would you?
I can't think of anything I'd rather hear, especially since we rehearsed it for 3 hours. but it is nice to know about the early years of someone who has become as successful as you have.
Well, shall we?
Certainly. Presenting, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time over this or any other air, the cavalcade of Tony Martin.
People said it was a boy. Then I was born. My parents were very poor. They wanted a new stove, but I was all they could afford. You see, the soles of my father's shoes were so thin, he could step on a morning newspaper and tell you who Westbrook Pegler was mad at. I'll never forget those cold winter mornings. I'd climb out of my little bed. The only way I could keep warm was to climb back into our little freezer. It was so cozy in there with that side of beef. And then I went before I knew it. I was 13. And off I went to school.
Class will now come to order. Tony Martin, do you have any questions?
No, I don't.
Then you'll have to stay after school for 2 hours.
Will I know all the questions?
You'll find out all the answers, too.
It was fun being the only boy in the class. I learned geography, history, composition, lots of stuff like that. Teacher said I was getting good enough so that someday I might even get to reading and writing. And then came the war.
What war?
I don't know what war. These things somebody always says, and then came the war. I was a young boy in my teens, 16 to be exact. And one day, Dad called me into his private library and said...
Son, I'd like to talk to you, son.
Yes, Dad.
Son, something you and I should discuss. Now, do you know anything about the birds?
Well, yes, Dad. I understand they fly around.
Son, do you know anything about the bees?
Why, yes, Dad. I understand they give honey.
Is that all you know?
Yes, Dad. That's all I know.
Darn it, how am I ever going to find out about anything?
But time was passing swiftly, and the question was, what was to become of me? Should I become a salesman, a riveter, a horseradish grinder, a rope splicer, or a famous psychiatrist? It wasn't easy making a decision, so I went to a gypsy tea room to find out what the future held in store for me.
Now, what do you want to know, cutie?
I'd like to know about my future.
Yes, honey. I'll tell you in just a minute, honey. Drink this cup of tea, sweetie.
Okay. There. I drank it. Go ahead. Tell me my fortune.
Wait a minute. I can't do it so fast.
But I thought you could tell me my fortune right away with tea leaves.
Look, honey, I do it the hard way, with tea bags.
Oh.
All right, now, let me look. Please, I'm umming.
I'm sorry.
See, now I have to start all over again. This is very interesting. You were born under the sign of Sagittarius, which is directly under the influence of Taurus, unless Capricorn happens to be in the direct orbit of Aries, in which case Virgo does not influence Aquarius.
Now, what does that mean?
Look, honey, if I understood all that stuff, you don't think I'd be working in a dive like this. Maybe I'd better try it with cards, huh? Oh, this is terrible.
Should have knocked with six. What's the matter?
I hate to tell you this, but you drew the ace of spades.
You mean?
Yes. You're going to end up in show business.
Do re mi fa sol la ci do.
No. Please, Mr. Martin, try it again.
Do re mi fa sol la ci do.
Oh, no, Tony. And please hurry. I got lots of lessons today. Dickie Hames is coming over, and Perry Como, Von Monroe, Frankie Lane, and Glenn Hall Feinschreiber. Have you ever heard of any of those fellows?
Oh, you said it. That Glenn Hall Feinschreiber has a wonderful voice.
And then came the war.
What war?
The same war we were discussing before. Eventually, I found myself in Hollywood, and I trudged all over town knocking on studio gates trying to get in. One day, hungry and tired, I stood outside of a record store, and I heard some guy singing,
"Isn't it romantic? Music in the night, a dream that can be heard. Isn't it romantic? Moving shadows write the oldest magic word. I hear the breezes playing in the trees above, while all the world is saying you were mad. Such a night as this, isn't it romantic? Every note that's sung is like a lover's kiss. Sweet symbols in the moonlight, do you mean that I will fall in love perchance? I'm not afraid of my own creation. With all my heart is here for you to take. Why should I quake? I'm not awake.
Isn't it romantic?
Merely to be young on such a night.
Every note that's sung is like a lover's kiss.
Sweet symbols in the moonlight, do you mean that I will fall in love perchance?
What happened? Did you ever find out who it was that was singing?
No, I didn't, Dottie, but it gave me strength and courage to go on.
What do you mean?
Well, I figured that if that guy could have made the grade, anyone could.
Get the best, get seal test.
When it comes to Thanksgiving desserts, here's a topper that tops them all. clouds of luscious whipped cream piled high on your favorite icebox dessert or pie. And I'm talking about Seal Test Whipping Cream, the cream that's thicker, richer, better in every way. It whips up fast into the smoothest, most lip-smacking whipped cream you ever tasted. You can be sure it's Tops, because it bears the famous Seal Test symbol, your guarantee of true quality, purity, and fine country fresh flavor. That's Seal Test Whipping Cream. Serve it often, and always
get the best, get Seal Test.
Young man.
Yes? Oh, you again.
Let's watch our attitude, young fella. I came here to see Miss Dorothy Lamour. How about it?
You'll have to be patient, Mr. Gildersleeve. Miss Lamour is about to sing.
She is? Well, I want to hear this. I'll sit over there and watch the drummer. I love percussions.
Say it isn't so. So everyone is saying you don't love me. Say it isn't so.
Everywhere I go,
everyone I know,
everyone I know
whispers that you're growing. Say it isn't so.
Please say it isn't so.
People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true. Say that everything. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so.
Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Everyone is saying. That you're growing tired of me. Say it isn't so. Oh no, oh no.
People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me. Oh, say everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so.
Dottie, there's a fellow here who says he's Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, the water commissioner of Summerfield.
Oh, you mean Hal Perry, the great Gildersleeve. Well, how do you do, Mr. Gildersleeve?
How do you do, Miss Lamour?
What brought you to our program, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Well, I came in a Seal Test ice cream truck. I came to see you on business.
What kind of business?
Miss Lamour, I'm here representing the water department of our little town of Summerfield. That's where I'm water commissioner.
I've often wondered, just what do you do as water commissioner?
Well, I keep the water in commission, I guess. And that's why I'm down here. Thank you. The water department is putting out a 1949 calendar next month.
Why, that's nice.
And we'd like to have your picture on it, Miss L'Amour.
But why my picture?
Well, wearing those sarongs and those South Sea Island pictures, we figure you've made water more popular than anybody else.
Oh, I'm sorry to disappoint you, Mr. Gildersleeve, but I seldom pose in sarongs now.
You don't? Oh, my goodness.
But I'll be happy to pose in this dress.
Well, nothing's wrong with that. I'm sorry. Any way that you'll pose will be perfect, Miss L'Amour.
Why, thank you.
And if you're ready, I am.
Well, aren't you going to have a professional photographer come in?
Oh, no. I thought I'd take the pictures myself. Never send a boy to do a man's work, I always say. I've got my brownie all loaded.
Well, all right. How shall I pose? How do you want my hands?
Well, I hadn't thought much about your hands. You might hold a glass of water in one of them and then point your finger at the camera like Uncle Sam does in those recruiting posters.
Point my finger? What for?
To remind my customers to pay their delinquent water bills.
I'm afraid I don't quite understand. Why don't you pose me? Just move me around any way you like.
Move you around?
Well, how do you want me? Full face or profile?
Let's make this a close-up, huh?
Well, don't you think you ought to get a little closer?
Huh?
Well, in the movies, a close-up's pretty close, you know.
It is? Mm-hmm. All right. There, I can see you in the viewer. Wow, what a view. Nice perfume, too.
Well, thank you.
Is that canal number 5?
Chanel. Chanel, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Oh, yes, Chanel. Pardon me. French. I love it.
Well, let's not take all night, Mr. Gildersleeve. Snap the picture.
Oh, yes, Miss L'Amour, the picture. Well, here we go. Oh! I snapped my finger in the camera shutter.
Well, you poor man. Here, let Dorothy kiss it and make it all well.
Huh? Kiss it?
Well, just like my mother used to do. Here, give me your finger.
Well, you should have gotten a manicure.
There.
Miss L'Amour. Mother, I mean Dorothy.
Quick, bring some water. The water commissioner's fainted.
Where am I? What's the matter? I'm all wet.
Now, now. Beautiful man lie back under coconut palm.
Eh? Oh, yes. Who are you?
Me, little native girl.
Oh, yes, little native girl. You say, aren't you chilly?
Well, on tropical island, native girls do not get chilly.
Oh, that's a sarong, isn't it? Haven't I seen you somewhere before? Are you sure you're not Dorothy L'Amour?
Oh, no, me native girl. Name is Moorla.
Moorla? Sounds like L'Amour spelled backwards to me. I suppose she wants me to be her nature boy. What I want to know is, how did I get here?
Natives find you on beach and run away.
They did?
First time whale with mustache ever wash ashore.
Very funny. Native wit, no doubt. Well, must be late. Better be getting back to Summerfield. Whoop, where's my shirt? And who put this layer on my neck?
Moorla do that.
Yeah? Did you have to tie it to that palm tree?
Moorla want beautiful man to stay on island.
But I can't stay here, madam. Girlie, I have to get back to my job as water commissioner in Summerfield.
Moorla got better idea.
Oh? Huh?
She make you water commissioner of island.
Oh, no. I've seen pictures of those fellows in the National Geographic. The water commissioners carry water on their heads in pots.
Moolah said if nice white man leave.
Oh?
Lie down under coconut tree and Moolah serve you island feast.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Well, what's on the menu? What do you eat around this place? You got any tamales?
Oh, no. Oh, no. On island, we drink coconut milk and eat delicious raw fish with seaweed salad.
Kelp, let me out of here.
Now, now, white man, lie quiet.
Well?
Moolah stroke nice forehead. Beside, you too weak to leave now.
Well, I will say this. I'm weaker than I've ever been before. What's the name of this place? Maybe if I send a little money home each month to Marjorie and Leroy...
You mean you're going to stay with Moolah?
Sure. I don't want to be water commissioner anyway. Till next Wednesday night on NBC.
Thank you, Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve. Your romantic approach is second to none. We'll be hearing you on your own Parquet Margarine show. And now, ladies and gentlemen, in just a few seconds, we're going to give you some great news about our guests for next week.
Get the best, get seal test.
In case you're on the fence about dessert for Thanksgiving dinner, I've got a pip of a suggestion. Seal Test Butterscotch Ice Cream Tarts. It's the November dessert of the month. A real winner. And a fitting climax for the biggest day of the month. First, a base of famous for flavor Seal Test vanilla ice cream. Then a luscious layer of rich, old-fashioned butterscotch. And on top, a saucy trim of honest-to-goodness whipped cream. And don't forget, Seal Test Butter Pecan Ice Cream is here as the flavor of the month, too. Mighty tasty eating, with its buttery-rich creaminess generously enhanced by crunchy pecan meats. So treat your family and friends to Seal Test Butterscotch Ice Cream Tarts. And be sure to ask your Seal Test dealer for Butter Pecan Ice Cream, too.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
And here again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dorothy L'Amour.
Tony and Gildy, it was just wonderful having you here tonight. Not only thrilling for our audience, but thrilling to know that your appearance contributes to a fine cause. The establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. Next week, our guest will be the bright young comedian, Donald O'Connor, and one of your very favorite romantic actors, John Lund. So I hope you'll be with us. And now a word from Carlton Cadell.
On this Thanksgiving Day, the phrase, "the faith of our fathers," calls up a stirring cavalcade of pictures, beginning with the inspirational scene of the pilgrims worshiping in the wilderness. Yes, in every crisis, our fathers trusted in God. They did not trust in vain. Follow their great tradition. Support your church or synagogue with time, attendance, faith, and a vitally important now, money, that the things of the Spirit may continue to be the foundation of our democracy.
Thank you, Carlton. Well, until next week, then, for Henry Russell, the crew chiefs, and tonight's guests, this is Dorothy L'Amour saying good night. Keep well, keep happy, and keep listening.
Continuity for Seal Test Variety Theater is written by Howard Harris and direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. Tony Martin appeared to the courtesy of Universal International, now releasing You Gotta Stay Happy, starring Joan Fontaine and James Stewart. Tune in next Thursday at the same time when Seal Test Milk and Ice Cream again presents Seal Test Variety Theater starring Dorothy L'Amour and as our guests, John Lund and Donald O'Connor. Seal Test Incorporated and Associate Companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is Carlton Cadell speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
You are listening to the Upstate Radio Theater. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you'd like more information about the show, or if you'd like to listen to this and previous episodes at your convenience, then please visit our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We'll wrap up the hour with some classic big band sounds as we turn to the Armed Forces radio series One Night Stand, one of many radio series that were exclusive to the Armed Forces radio service. This series ran during World War II and featured live performances from some of the top big bands of the day. This broadcast originally aired on April 10th of 1944, and it features the Count Basie Orchestra live from the Lincoln Hotel.
For the American Armed Forces and their allies, it's One Night Stand. To Broadway, from entertainment places all over the country, comes the nation's favorite dance music, rebroadcast especially for you soldiers, sailors, marines, and coast guardsmen. A one-night stand with America's leading dance bands, presented by remote control and with the cooperation of the nation's networks. And now, One Night Stand takes you to the bandstand of tonight's orchestra. Tonight, the AFRS takes the count. That piano man, Count Basie, and his orchestra.
Jumping at 1 o'clock, and here we go, digging for decks with Count Basie, his piano, and his orchestra. Now Thelma Carpenter says it with a love song, My Ideal. Now, in the jump style of Count Basie, here's Blue Lou.
Thank you.
CB adds, Ain't It the Truth?
Original Mr. 555, none other than Jimmy Rushing. He says it with words and music on a blue note. Take me back, baby.
Yeah.
you don't treat me right. Yes, I love you, baby, but you don't treat me right. Walk the streets all day, baby, and never come home at night.
A love song. We give it the count and call it And So Little Time. Land of make-believe now as Earl Warren takes us on a journey to a star. We'll be right back.
just about a kiss apart, and we could make a dream come true. A moment of your love would have the feeling of a journey to a star with you.
Engineers coast to coast, watch your VIs now as Count Basie and his orchestra go jumping at the Woodside. Thank you.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
And on those swinging notes, we come to the end of this hour of the program. This is episode number 1606. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Join me again when you can for another hour of sounds from the golden age of radio. The Upstate Radio Theater is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.